The Holy Gospel of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus told the disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. So, Jesus is telling us a story about our need to pray always and not to lose heart. I think that this is just the kind of gospel we need to hear. Although the unjust judge was a little confusing, but I believe that Jesus uses all kinds of ways to get our attention. Not to lose heart is important, and there's no time like this to give life to our prayer life and all the ways we can keep ourselves from losing heart. In other words, to keep hope alive. In the second letter to Timothy, those two needs evidently were on St. Paul's mind as well, as he seeks to raise Timothy's faith and hope in the future of his community. Fears that arise in our hearts can easily bleed from all kinds of places in our lives and seem insurmountable when stirred together. So, St. Paul suggests to keep our focus on the teachings of Jesus. There you go, Riley. All scripture, he says, is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. How many righteous people do I have here today? Yes. So now we have to think about what is our training to be righteous, because St. Paul gives us that command. Righteousness training, it actually crops up in your life all kinds of ways. And sometimes it's actually a good thing to seek out. Like, for instance, this coming Wednesday night, you might come here for Father Harvey's last class on St. Paul. Just saying, it has had a very good turnout. He must be pretty interesting to listen to. And then today's scripture, St. Paul actually goes on with some specifics. I like specifics. He says, be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Sometimes we have to keep doing the work God gives us to do rather than waiting for somebody else to show up or waiting to see what happens next. We need to just keep on keeping on with the work God gives us to do. It's a time in a community where trust and hope are strengthened. We get to three words: convince, rebuke, and encourage. Now, convincing and encouraging sound like things we can all do, but somehow that word rebuke sounds a little negative, huh? But the fact is, it is one of those. If you're talking about the truth of Jesus Christ and you hear something that isn't true or may be confused or that you don't understand, then it is time to say something, to speak up when something is not true. That's a rebuke. And we need to be able to do that with each other as a community. And we need to learn how to do it by telling the truth in love, is the way Jesus says it. And where we're uncertain or questioning, we need to find others who can help us look at our fears and our doubts with, as St. Paul says, the utmost patience in teaching. We all become that to each other. And in Timothy's community, St. Paul knows that people can stray away from the light of Christ. What is happening all around us can get overshadowed by other things going on. And yet, Christ always gives us a guide forward. And St. Paul says, "For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but have itching ears." Itching ears. "They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths." This is the place of golden calves. We don't want to go there. And finally, St. Paul speaks directly to Timothy. "And as for you, always be sober, enduring suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Carry out your ministry fully." St. Paul is talking to us. There are times to be serious, to tell the truth, to tell your story. There is time to endure suffering, where we maybe are a little anxious about what's coming, how the change is going to all work out. That is a form of suffering. And then we do the work of an evangelist. How many evangelists do I have here? You all are evangelists. You are righteous evangelists, actually. I knew you'd get that. Evangelists in the Episcopal Church, yeah, we don't use that word. We don't throw it around like other people do. But we should, because we all are evangelists with our actions, with the way we treat each other, the way we live our lives. The fact that people know where you are this morning, all of those are the work of evangelists. People know who you are when you share yourself with other people. And churchgoers or Episcopalians or that church on the hill is part of it. So you're an evangelist. When you actually talk about your faith with a friend who doesn't go to church, well, that would be a little scary, wouldn't it? How many have ever done that? See, I knew there were evangelists out there. When you have talks with other people about your faith, it matters. People hear about that and go, I wonder. And then it doesn't make any difference whether they come here or they go someplace else. You've opened a door. So, evangelist, and then finally carrying out your ministry fully. You have been doing that this year. Keep on doing it. Just keep on keeping on. In times when fears are mounting, I think we do need to take things seriously. And we need to be persistent. And we need to find our endurance levels in order to take us through those places where we need to act for God, for justice. And that's where hope comes to life, and the light of Christ shines out from the center of this community. Now, I have to say, this psalm today is one of my absolute favorites. And we usually only hear it in funerals. But it belongs today with these readings because it is a psalm of ascent. It is our way of saying yes to God. More so than baptizing Riley, we say yes through the words of this psalm. And the Israelites used to sing this on their way to Jerusalem, on their pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And I think that there are a lot of ways to take pilgrimages. I think when you go out those doors, whatever door you came in, when you go out, you're going on a pilgrimage through the next week until you come back in again. And so I think these words should be lifted up in your hearts. It is one of the ways that the Israelites, kept their hearts open and hopeful. So I'm going to read these words one more time to you, and I want you to find the words that truly open up your heart. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved, and he who watches over you will not fall asleep. Behold, he who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand, so that the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. It is he who shall keep you safe. The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore. Your going out and your coming back next Sunday. Your going out, your birth, and your coming in, your death. We do so many going outs and coming back to God. But while we're out, we are keeping our focus on Jesus. He's ready for the baptism. So, today when you go out, remember those words that touched your heart, and may God's mercy and blessing follow you and surround you until you return from the pilgrimage God sends you on this week. Amen.